We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I'm really kind of excited about this next guest because typically I've always said I don't really do much with politics, and still I'm trying to stay out of it. But we have a huge vote coming in South Haven on November 5th about recreational marijuana and having dispensaries and other businesses within the city limits. And I've got Eric Nisbet, Michigan's 26th Senate District, with me on the phone, not to talk politics with him, but just kind of how it is affecting the state now and kind of where we're going, and maybe we can shed some light on some subjects that people are confused about. So how are you this morning? Thank you for being here, Eric.
I'm doing well. So it's a beautiful day always in Michigan. Great to be alive.
Yeah, no doubt it is today. I guess, Tim, the first thing to talk about, I guess, which a lot of people probably that are pro for it are for it on the economic side. What have we seen so far? And I mean, I know we don't have any retail for recreation open yet or any of that, but it's all in process. But what have we seen so far as the income and the tax generated through at least even the medical side of marijuana?
Well, this is something that has been regulated with the was passed in the voter initiative last year. So last year, voters in Michigan passed a law to decriminalize recreational use or adult recreational use marijuana in the state. And so right now, as the regulatory structure is going to affect, you've essentially decriminalized it. However, to have facilities, whether they're retail or transportation or grow facilities, that's a vote that's going to be up to the people in the municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something where is minds and hearts have changed over the last several decades on this issue, that it's important that people know what they're voting on and what's there. Right now you see, I think there were there's about, 30 states or so nationally that have decriminalized it for medical use, and Michigan's one of about a dozen states that has decriminalized it for adult recreational use. And so we're starting to learn a lot from other states such as Colorado or California or Oregon or Massachusetts in terms of the process. And so
Right. The
new regulatory schemes are going to be coming out, into November and December at the state level. But it is something where, as a key component of both the medicinal and the adult use recreational, that it is that it does have that local voice, that whether it's at the townships or city or village level, that it does allow to provide either the local elected officials or the citizenry with the final say if these are the kind of businesses they want.
Sure.
See throughout Van Buren County a lot of facilities, whether it's agricultural hemp production, whether it's CBD extraction, whether it's actual marijuana growing or transportation or retail. And so you're seeing a lot of investments and businesses are going on, and you have some municipalities opting in for those kind of investments.
Right.
And you have other communities that have opted out. But at the end of the day, being that we're a democratic republic, we still have to rely on the people's voice in terms of what their final say is.
Yeah, and that's all coming here soon. And it's kind of just to throw it out there, it's kind of weirdly, if you want recreational, some of those dispensaries and facilities in South Haven, it's a no vote voting for yes. And if you vote yes, it's a no to have those things in town. And it's really important that people do get out and vote, because right now I don't think there's a whole bit much on the ballot, but this really is a really, really important ballot, whether you vote whichever way you decide to go, because if we decide to say no to this industry, we really in South Haven need to find something to another industry to balance out our tourism.
That's going to be left up to the voters. I don't know what the margin in terms of decriminalizing it was at the state level, but you've seen Bangor and Arlington being pretty proactive and welcoming to these investments. You've seen some other cities like Allegan just doing a pause and let's wait to see what the rules are, where the growth is. But that's something where I hope folks get educated, read the ballot language, and see if this is something that you know, whether you agree with the use or not, whether this is something where those kind of investments would you'd like to see.
Yeah. And you know, it's nice that it is coming to a vote, because it really is going to be a representation of the voters. And excuse me, I hope everybody does get out and take their opportunity to vote. And for me, I really wish I could. I live in the township, but kind of out here, what will follow out here is what the city does. So makes it really interesting for me, because we have such great agriculture here that we can do so much with. And, you know, when you see so many different blueberry plantations and stuff switching over to cannabis, you got to wonder why. And if that's going to be more money and bring it into our communities, I sure hope that those people are giving to our community. So, but tell me a little bit about, because a lot of people don't know how these laws are going to be modeled, but basically these recreation laws are going to be modeled after the alcohol laws, correct?
Well, that was what the supporters of the ballot initiative last year made. It's so that it's adult use, it's 21 and over, limiting how much people can possess and have, and then there's the regulation in terms of the production, the storage, the transportation, and then
please tell us how regulated it's going to be, because a lot of people think it's just going to be the Old West and there's going to be marijuana everywhere and reefer madness, and this is going to be highly, highly regulated. I've seen the stuff, I can't remember the name of the company from Florida, that is handling when, you know, plant gets 8 inches tall, it gets barcoded, and throughout its life, wherever any part of that plant goes, it's accounted for. And it's amazing how regulated it's going to be.
Yeah, it's all tracked. It's tested. They've had some recall, you know, it's tested for fungicide, pesticides, residual use in terms of what's their level of THC. Mm-hmm. That's in there. Laboratories are getting staffed up, especially, you know, and then you have so you do have two separate industries. You have the medicinal side, which has been legal in the state of Michigan for about a decade now. And now this adult use recreational, and it's going to take a few years for the rules to work themselves out. But you're right that it is a heavily regulated industry. It's going to be, you know, taxed, and there's going to be the marijuana regulatory agency, which was created, is working overtime in terms of, you know, processing applications and renewals of what's there, and filing creating the regulatory structure for the state. Mm-hmm. But that's really the that's really part of the selling point, is that alcohol has been a very regulated business in Michigan over the last, you know, since the 1930s. And you know, they kind of took to some of the three-tier systems that's in the alcohol industry, and that relate those over to the marijuana industry.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everybody gets out and votes, make an informed decision on this. And Eric, yeah, I've kind of come to the end of my time here, and I'm sure we just scratched the surface, so we could probably talk for days about this. But I'll be back with you at some point here in a few weeks or whatever, and just kind of see how things go on and maybe find something else to talk about. But I really do appreciate your time, and thank you so much.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks. Thanks for taking the time and for monitoring the folks. And remember, if you you know, there are municipal elections coming up in November, and if you're not going to be around, you can always get an absentee ballot.
That's right. All right, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.